This is Radio Nepal. I am Dila Prasai with the news, the headlines first. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda wins a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives. 10 political parties, including Nepali Congress and all independent candidates, support Prime Minister Dahal. Prime Minister Dahal vows to lead politics of cooperation and mutual trust instead of exclusion and revenge. House of Representatives to elect Speaker on January 19. 301st birth anniversary of the unifier of modern Nepal, Prithvi Narayan Saha being observed organizing various programs. And China stops issuing short-term visas to tourists from South Korea and Japan. Now the news in detail. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda has received a vote of confidence in the House of Representatives. Prime Minister Dahal received 268 votes in a 275-member parliament, while two lawmakers cast their votes against his premiership. Nepal Workers and Patients Party's lawmaker Prem Shiwal and Rashtriya Janamorcha Party's lawmaker Chitra Bahadur KC did to give the vote of confidence to the Prime Minister. A total of 270 lawmakers were present in yesterday's meeting of the House. Besides the parliamentarians from the ruling alliance, lawmakers from the Nepali Congress, CPN Unified Socialist, and two independent lawmakers gave the vote of confidence to the Prime Minister. Five lawmakers remained absent in yesterday's House meeting. President Vidya Devi Bhandari appointed CPN Maoist Centre Chairman Dahal to the post of Prime Minister on the 25th of December in 2022. As per the constitutional provision, the Prime Minister should take the vote of confidence within a month from the appointment. Addressing the House meeting prior to the voting, Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda said he was committed to leading the politics of cooperation and mutual trust instead of exclusion and revenge. He said the country was still facing a crisis with negative economic indicators. The Prime Minister further said the leftist and democratic forces must come together to uplift more than 5 million Nepalis who are under the absolute poverty line. Prime Minister Dahal maintained that all needed to come together, even for bringing back millions of youth forced to labor in foreign lands and ensuring their dignified life by creating jobs. Prime Minister Dahal also stressed on enforcing the rule of law by relinquishing nepotism and connection. He pointed towards managing about 6 trillion rupees for development and said only multilateral efforts and trust could make it possible. The head of the government added that there were no alternatives to national consensus in the matters of national sovereignty and security, foreign policy and strategic infrastructure development. Similarly, responding to the queries raised by lawmakers in yesterday's meeting of the House of Representatives, Prime Minister Dahal said it was a great opportunity for him to implement the commitments made before the people. He termed the support of both the ruling and opposition parties as an extraordinary situation. Also addressing the House meeting yesterday, Nepali Congress President Sher Bahadur Deuba made it clear that Nepali Congress would not participate in the government and play the role of the main opposition despite giving the vote of confidence. He also vowed to evaluate the government work and provide support based on the performance. Likewise, CPN-UML Chairman KP Sharma Oli said the Prime Minister's commitments to the House were promising and added that the history should not be repeated, but it should be made. Similarly, Nepal Workers and Patient Party lawmaker Prem Shiwal advised the government to regulate the Nepal-India borders and discourage delays in government service delivery system and prevent corruption with priorities. Likewise, Rashtriya Janamorcha Party Chairman Chitra Bahadur KC said all the government's priorities and common minimum program sounded good. There were challenges to implement them. The election for the post of the Speaker of the House of Representatives has been scheduled for the 19th of January. Senior-most member of the House of Representatives, Pashupati Samser Jangabad Rana, shared the information in yesterday's House session about the election for the Speaker. As per the Constitution, the election to the post of Speaker and Deputy Speaker should be held within 15 days after the first meeting of the lower house. The first meeting of the House after the parliamentary election was held yesterday. The government of Nepal, the Nepal Army and various other organizations are marking the 301st birth anniversary of the unifier of modern Nepal, Prithvi Narayan Shah, also known as Prithvi Jayanti, across the country by organizing various programs today. Nepal Army spokesperson Krishna Prasad Bhandari informed Chief of Army Staff Prabhuram Sharma is unveiling the full-body size statue of nation-builder Shah on the premises of the Gorkha Palace. The Gorkha Municipality and the Nepal Army are jointly hosting the program. As informed, the Nepal Army will be offering a guard of honor to the nation-builder Prithvi Narayan Shah by sounding the bugle in the Gorkha Palace in the morning and evening every day since Wednesday. Meanwhile, the Nepal Army will be organizing a unification march following the same route that the nation builder used during the unification of Nepal, coinciding with the Prithvi Jayanti since 2076 Bikram Sambat. The march that started from Gorkha on January 5th this year arrived in the Hanuman Toka Palace through Dhading and Nuwakot earlier yesterday. The march attendees will travel around the city from Hanuman Toka on Wednesday and participate in the function to be organized near the full-body size statue of Prithvi Narayan Shah in the army headquarters. The Nepal Army would offer tributes to its founder with a guard of honor. Likewise, President Bidya Devi Bhandari, the Supreme Commander-in-Chief of the Nepal Army, scheduled to offer floral tributes and honour to the unifier at his statue in front of the Singha Darbar. The government of Nepal announced a public holiday for today on the occasion of the Prithvi Jayanti after a gap of several years. The newly appointed Chief Minister of Bagmati Province, Shalikram Jamar Kattel, took the oath of office and secrecy yesterday. Province Chief Yadav Chandra Sharma administered the oath to Chief Minister Jamar Kattel. Meanwhile, Chief Minister Jamar Kattel has decided to cut back the number of ministries in the province while taking charge of office yesterday. President Bidya Devi Bhandari has stressed the need for conserving folk arts, culture and literature. Inaugurating the Rara National Music Award in Kathmandu yesterday, President Bhandari opined that it was the responsibility of all to help transfer the country's art, culture, literature and tradition to new generation. On the occasion, senior musician Sambhujit Baskota, culture expert Nanda Krishna Joshi, philanthropist Gyanendra Shrestha and folk singer Amrit Khati were honored. You're listening to Radio Nepal 8M English News Bulletin. We continue with the international updates now. Brazil's judicial authorities have ordered the arrest of top public officials after rioters stormed key government buildings in Brasilia. One official, the former commander of the military police, has been arrested, local media reported. The officials also include Brasilia's former public security chief Anderson Torres and others responsible for acts and omissions leading to riots, the Attorney General's office said. Torres denies any role in the riots. Colonel Fabio Augusto, the police commander, was dismissed from his role after supporters of former President Jair Bolsonaro stormed Congress, the presidential palace and the Supreme Court. The rioting came a week after President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva, widely known as Lula, was sworn in. The dramatic scene saw thousands of protesters, some clad in yellow Brazil football shirts and waving flags, overrun police and ransack the heart of the Brazilian state. The global economy is perilously close to falling into recession, according to the latest forecast from the World Bank. It expects the world economy to grow by just 1.7% this year, a sharp decrease from the 3% it predicted in June. The report blames a number of factors stemming from Russia's invasion of Ukraine and the impact of the pandemic. The effects of higher interest rates are picked out as the key challenge for policymakers to overcome. World Bank President David Malpass said the downturn would be broad-based and growth in people's earnings in almost every part of the world was likely to be slower than it was during the decade before COVID-19. The 1.7% growth figure would be the lowest since 1991, with exceptions of the recessions of 2009 and 2020, which are caused by the global financial crisis and the COVID pandemic. Meanwhile, China has stopped issuing short-term visas to tourists from South Korea and Japan. China has recently eased the restrictions that it had imposed due to COVID-19. With this news, now the general weather forecast for the country for today. Forecasting division says the weather is likely to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in the rest of the country. Kathmandu's weather report now. Maximum temperature of 19.4 degrees Celsius and minimum temperature of 4 degrees Celsius. With this news, we have come to the end of this bulletin, but before we wrap up the headlines once again. Prime Minister Pushpa Kamal Dahal Prachanda wins vote of confidence in the House of Representatives. 10 political parties, including Nepali Congress and all independent candidates, support Prime Minister Dahal. Prime Minister Dahal vows to lead a politics of cooperation and mutual trust instead of exclusion and revenge. House of Representatives to elect Speaker on January 19. 301st birth anniversary of the unifier of modern Nepal Prithvi Narayan Shah being observed organizing various programs. And China stops issuing short-term visas to tourists from South Korea and Japan. Well, that's all that we have for this edition. Our next English news edition is at 2 in the afternoon. You can also listen to us online at our website www.radionepal.gov.np for more news and online programs. Stay tuned, stay safe and have a good day.